Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Huge, huge game between the Eagles and Washington tomorrow. And for more on that, let's talk to Shil Kapadia. Shil joins us every single Wednesday at this time. Of course, you can follow his work at Shil Kapadia on Twitter, and of course, his wonderful work for The Ringer as well. This is a big midseason game. Shil, good morning, buddy.
A lot of juice. I love it. These games are not guaranteed when you start a football season. So mid-November, a lot of juice, division matchup, high stakes. Yeah, I'm pumped for this one.
Totally. Now, Shil, we're going to get you on Joel in a moment. We're going to get your assessment of something he said last night. But let's start Eagles. So how good? Let's just start with Washington. The challenge for the Eagles, how good are they? I look at their schedule, and I can tell they haven't really played many teams that are good, similar to the Eagles. So are they a paper 7-3, or are they legit?
No, I think their offense especially is legit. Jaden Daniels, the rookie, has come in and played really well. I mean, their offense week in and week out. Last week wasn't their best game, but every other game, they show up. And so that's really the big challenge that the Eagles face defensively. They're nothing special. They've kind of overperformed their talent a little bit, but it's still a below-average unit. But that offense, I've been really impressed with that offense all season long.
How good is the rookie quarterback?
I think he's really good. I mean, the big question with him is he's kind of has a slight frame. So is his body going to be able to handle the hits of an NFL season year in and year out? But, man, he can run the ball. He's accurate. He's smart. He gets rid of it quickly. It's not like he's playing, you know, a playground style back there where he's running around on every snap. If he likes a matchup, he goes after it. He pushes the ball downfield. So I've been really impressed with what I've seen from him so far.
How big a part of that offense? I saw Zach Ertz had some negative plays in their loss to the Steelers. He dropped pass, didn't get the first down when they were on the final drive. Is he still a major part of their game plan? Is he declining?
He's their second leading receiver, John. It's wild. At this stage in his career, he's still their second leading receiver. Terry McLaurin, their wide receiver, that's Jaden Daniels' go-to guy. And after that, he's got to spread the ball around. It's not a great supporting cast, which is what he's done, makes it even more impressive. It's not like he's set up for succeed with this great offensive line, these great pass catchers, but he's still been able to get it done.
Huge game tomorrow, Eagles in Washington Thursday night. Shil Kapadia with us right now. Shil, let's talk about Jalen. So obviously he's playing better. That's crystal clear from September, no doubt. I've heard very conflicting comments, though, including from some of our guests, on what he put out there a couple days ago versus Dallas. You've had a chance to review the film. I thought he played pretty good once he got going, but the beginning was slow. How would you assess his play from start to finish?
Yeah, I agree with what you said. I think if you just watched maybe the first five possessions, you would say this is a rocky performance from not only Jalen Hurts, but the entire offense. They had two turnovers, two punts, and their only touchdown was after they got that takeaway. Now, once they got into that two-minute drill at the end of the first half, I thought he played some of his better football of the entire season. I mean, he was managing the pocket really well there. He was, you know, that touchdown pass he had to Dallas Goedert, that was a high-level play where you have a free rusher coming from your right side, you sidestep him, you keep your eyes downfield, and you put it right on his face mask in the end zone. The touchdown to Johnny Wilson was a very impressive play. So, it was kind of a boom or bust thing. I mean, they had five sacks in the first half and two turnovers. You know, that's not going to be good for any offense. And so that was rocky. But I came away from this game by the end pretty encouraged about the way Jalen Hurts played. I thought he made a lot of high-level plays once they got going there at the end of the first half.
Shield, there were some plays early in the first half where it felt like Jalen took a step back in terms of pocket awareness. And that, oh man, it kind of, you know, broke my heart in the moment. And then in the second half, it was like, okay, looks like things are back to normal. Okay, they're maxing the protection out and he's feeling a little more confident, a little more comfortable. How does the pass protection end up working so well after they figure things out? It looked like we have to devote more to it, and max protection is a big part of what we do. But what are the pluses and minuses in the max protection game?
Yeah, you know, I looked at the five sacks, and there was only one that I would put on the offensive line. And even that one, it wasn't immediate pressure. You know, Micah Parsons was on a stunt, and Jalen Hurts had a second. There was another one, Kenny Gainwell whiffed on a blitz pickup. That was a big one there in the first half. And then there were a couple there where I thought Jalen Hurts probably could have gotten rid of the football. Now, I know he's trying to walk that line between being risk-averse and also cutting it loose. And so I think there are times where he says, I don't want to turn the football over here. A sack's not going to kill us. And so he takes the sack. So it really was a combination of all those different things. I actually think the offensive line has still played well and has played well week in and week out. I mean, I would not hesitate to say this has been a top three offensive line in the entire NFL all season long. When you look at what some of these other quarterbacks, what they're dealing with versus some of the pockets that Jalen Hurts gets. So I think it's a combination of all those things, and I think the Cowboys got them with some blitz schemes that maybe, I don't know if they weren't prepared for or that the Cowboys just executed well.
Yeah.
Hey, Shil, you've heard the narrative about Sirianni for a couple of years, but particularly this year. The masses, generally down on Sirianni. Is he a better coach than most people say he is? And let me put it this way. I'm differentiating the annoying aspects of his personality with regard to the antics from the actual coaching. Is he a better coach than people give him credit for?
I'm not willing to go that far, and I'm not crushing the – he might be, but I'm not willing to go there yet. I need to see how the season plays out. Listen, we've watched a lot of Eagles teams. I don't remember an offense that was as talented as the one we're watching right now. When you look at the situation they're in, and then defensively, they hand the keys to Vic Fangio, who's done an unbelievable job, and we know that was a front office thing. That wasn't Nick Sirianni, so I can't even give him credit for that. Now, I will say 41-19 is 41-19, and that's the guy's career record. I mean, if you go on that Pro Football Reference page, I don't know if people realize this, he has the ninth best winning percentage of any coach in NFL history. You look at the list, and it's him, and then it's George Halas and Don Shula below him. So I understand where your question's coming from. For me, it is still difficult to separate. Man, this is a very talented team. He's not picking the coordinators. And so I have trouble answering the question, well, where is he giving them an edge that I would say he's an underrated head coach? Now, he surpassed my expectations this season. I was part of the people panicking a little bit after those first 5 weeks. So absolutely give him credit there. They've rebounded. They've won five in a row. And now they look like a real contender in the NFC.
What do you worry the most about, Shiel, with the coaching, knowing that the preparation, they need to get whatever Nick said it was, 100 hours of work into 4 days of preparation? What do you worry falls short?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big question is how, you know.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. no matter what. Just take a shot, pass the rest to your entire squad, and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So what do you do to Jaden Daniels, and how good is this Eagles defense? Because they have played at an unbelievable level, and the film backs it up. It's not just the numbers that everyone's been throwing around. But now you get a test. You get Jaden Daniels, Matthew Stafford, and Lamar Jackson, three very good quarterbacks. And do you have what it takes? Were you just beating up on bad opponents, or are you able to really compete against some of the better quarterbacks in the NFL? How do you handle Jaden Daniels in the run game when he scrambles? Are you able to catch up to him, or is he going to create explosive plays that way? So that, to me, it is a tough opponent to prepare for. But I'll tell you what, I think this defense is going to keep him in every game during this stretch. I mean, I believe in them. I'm really impressed. I'm not saying they're going to shut out the Commanders, but I don't think we're going to be talking next week that, man, the defense had a giant letdown, and that's why they lost the football game. I have turned into a big believer in this Eagles defense.
Good. So this young defense actually has the goods to stop good quarterbacks like those previous Eagles defenses could not do. It just seems like year after year we slow down the bad teams, and then when we play the good guy, anyone who's got a good quarterback, it's been up and dumped down the field on us. You're saying this year's different in that regard?
Listen, I'm still a little worried about the pass rush, but I don't remember an Eagles team covering this well on the back end, communicating this well on the back end, and they're so well coached. They tackle in space. They don't give up yards after the catch. I could give you a million stats on that. So, yeah, I think they're going to show up in a big way tomorrow night. And really, again, for the next 2 weeks, again, they're not going to shut down these opponents completely. These are good offenses, but I think they're going to make enough plays that if you get the offensive performance that you should get with this much talent on the roster, that you're going to be able to at least win one or two of these games in this next three-game stretch.
Hey, Shield, final thing here. I want to hop to basketball. One of the things we love about having you on the show is we can hop to different sports, and you're very sensible. And I want to play a piece of audio from Joel last night and get your assessment. And I want you to think in these terms. How would the town have reacted if Donovan McNabb said this about 20 years ago? So listen to Joel's use of the word troll. This is about a 40-second clip. But obviously we know in the offseason he indicated he probably wasn't going to be playing back-to-back maybe the rest of his career. Now last night he's saying he might. But he has the use of the word troll in here. Imagine if Donovan McNabb had said this 20 years ago. Here's Joel last night.
Did you expect to play tomorrow?
I mean, I want to. That's up to those guys. I mean, I know I said I will never play back-to-backs, but I'm a troll, so I'm sure at some point I'll play. But I feel good. Feel good right now. We're going to see. But it's up to them.
You said it's up to them, but how much will you try to lobby to try to play?
I can do whatever I want, but, obviously, ultimately, that's a decision. So I'm just going to leave it up to them. But, yeah, I'll be pushing. But also got to trust them.
Sheila, what happens 20 years ago on WIP if Donovan says that?
You know, I have that Donovan thought so often in today's media landscape where I say, man, if Donovan did this, because he was getting crushed and all they were doing were winning games, those Eagles teams, and he was showing up week after week getting crushed and they just kept, winning. They didn't win the big one, I know that, but oh my goodness, that you wouldn't have asked me one other question
right
during this call, I'll tell you.
How about
that.
Mike Schmidt 40 years ago? And here's the thing, Mike Schmidt and Donovan never would have said it. But if they did... Oh my God!
And on a team, and imagine if they had been in the city for a decade, and
right,
the team had never gotten out of the second round, and then they're saying it. So, man, it is. I've said it before. This has been the most exhausting, not the worst, but the most exhausting era of Sixers basketball of my lifetime. And, I don't want to say I'm looking forward to the next one, but I'm kind of looking forward to the next one when it's not as exhausting.
Yeah, next era. I understand your point. Sheil, have a great weekend, and thanks for being a huge part of the program, man. Great stuff.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week. Take care.
There he is, Sheil Kapadia from The Ringer. By the way, I got to give a shout-out to someone who deserves credit for something, and that's John Ritchie. Ladies and gentlemen, He has made a comeback in our football picks on Fridays. And John Ritchie is now in the lead. He claims that I don't make mention of this until late in Friday's program if he has surged. John has surged. He went 2-1 again last week. This is after 3-0 the week before that. This is after 2-1 the week before that. John's on a heater, and he's now in first place so far this year, 17-13. Now, the hammer's lurking. Okay, let's not get it twisted here. But, John, just know I'm a man of integrity. You ask for credit when credit is due, and credit has been given to you.
I don't exactly know what to make of this.
No, I'm trying to really defuse the situation. Really, what I'm trying to do is get you on my side by appearing to be someone that's giving you credit. I don't really mean it.
We know. Everyone knew it the moment you did it.
I mean, come on.
So there's always a method to the menace. So hollow feeling.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
okay.
Yeah.
Now it's even more hollow feeling.
Well, and let's be real. Everybody listening knows by the time that game gets played in February, I'm going to win this competition. I mean, you have your little. You're like Washington. You had your little surge start the year. All right. Whatever.
Wow.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.